Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Carlo Barone of WCBI Sports. Now, get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
It's Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Carlo Barone here with you on a Monday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. If you're not in Starkville, if you're not in Tupelo, no problem. Just go to the website, strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. Get it delivered right to your door. You can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning with a quick trip to strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that
beef,
it is what's for dinner. It was for what was for dinner all weekend long in the Haydad household. So let me recap. What did we do Friday? Friday I went out to dinner. I did. But yesterday, I was telling you about it. I recreated one of my favorite YouTube food creators did some sort of famous roast beef sandwich restaurant in New York, and he kind of recreated their sandwich. I've never been to that, so I just called it Arby's at home. I made Hadarby's.
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 Sounds like a place you get shawarma, but regardless of that. But I bought like these bottom round roasts, put them on the smoker to like, they got to like 130, 133, then put them in the fridge, let them cool so they're easy to slice.
Yeah.
Slice them super thin, and then I made like a beef stock with shallots and garlic and soy sauce and just, you know, concentrated that. And then just dip the meat in there for, you know, get it warm up and then put it on the bun with, got some nice buns and some cheese. And it's good.
Sounds great.
It's good. And then I made taco pasta, taco mac and cheese Sunday night.
Oh, I don't know about that.
It could literally, you could make it. It's not hard.
You're doubting my cooking.
I am.
First of all.
I am.
Second of all, it sounds pretty easy.
It is. It's you season up the meat with taco seasoning.
The stray didn't have to come in there, right?
I'm just saying. I just use the minced beef for tacos. Seasoned it up with tacos.
You didn't have to say, oh, you can make it.
I'm just saying that if anybody can make it, you could make it.
You're just doubting my cooking.
I am doubting them.
Okay, whatever.
Can you cook?
Yeah. You want to see the steak I cooked last week?
Yeah.
In the rain. It was raining at my apartment. And
I do want to see it.
Like, bad, bad.
I want to see it, yeah. Hold on. That's a good-looking steak.
I'm going to show you all, too.
It looks good. The asparagus is what I'm excited. You got some green vegetables.
Can't eat cook. Come on now.
How do you eat your steak?
Medium rare. I'm not a psychopath.
Some people
like the whole thing, no pink.
I was in a restaurant. I will not say where anything. I was in a restaurant recently, and somebody ordered a steak. And I'm just sitting there, you know, getting. I'm just sitting there talking to my people, and you know whatever. But I'm listening. Can I get the steak? And how would you like that cooked? And I heard well done. I was like, like my eye just twitched involuntarily. Like,
whoa,
I just want to turn around. Like, it's dead when it comes in, you don't have to kill it twice. God's sake, strong with you. Well done, anyway. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Taco mac and cheese, minced beef for tacos, seasoning, just whatever taco seasoning you like. Boil your noodles. I couldn't say it there. This is the easiest thing in the world. I actually made it, you know, the queso dip that you find in the grocery store. Dump it in.
There you go.
That's your cheese sauce.
There you go.
And dump the meat in, mix them together, taco mac and cheese.
Anyone could do it. Even Carlo could do it. Whatever.
So, beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you're looking for. Everything maroon and white, everything Mississippi State right there in College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area, originally by Fleet Feet, filled by the Half Shell. You can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. It's almost game time, guys. It's time to start talking about new game day polos, hats, T-shirts, stuff for the family, stuff for your tailgate. Get it at College Corner. They've got everything you're looking for at College Corner. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only how they're going to be invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. Well, talk to the folks at Priority One Bank, people who know you by name, not just by your account number. People that are going to treat you with respect and give you a level of service you're only going to find at Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. All right, time for our bi-weekly segment. How's Carlo doing?
Carlo is good.
Okay.
Three down, nine to go.
Okay.
Feeling all right. It was kind of a little bit hard of a week.
Well,
Northwest
so you were telling
Indiana.
me that the power is still out at your mom's house.
As of the recording of this, by the time he releases, I really hope it's on.
That's crazy.
But yeah, we lost power on Tuesday and it's
Just from
still out.
storms too. It's not
Yeah.
not like snow and the roads are iced up. It's
No.
just
Like storms
storms
wrecked
that bad.
Northwest Indiana.
Man,
Bad, bad. Like
that's
so
tough.
many power lines and trees down. I mean, half the town was shut down. Now it's all turning on. But I'm doing all right. I'm
Good.
very lucky to have no side effects really during the week. A little
You
bit of,
don't, yeah,
here and there,
when we
but
talk after you've had your treatments, you don't feel like it doesn't feel like you're like, you know.
no, I sometimes do that, and we get up on the Zoom to laugh with you.
No, yeah. The other day you were like, I was like, yeah, ease.
No,
Ease.
I'm fine so far,
That's
so
great.
let's keep that going.
Good news. I got a couple other updates because we've had so much issues on this beat over the last few months. This weekend I went to see Paul Jones. He's doing better. He's got a ways to go, but he's, you know, he's rehabbing hard, and I'm hopeful we'll get him up in the press box this football season. I don't know if he'll be there week one or not, but hopefully by the time Mississippi State, maybe they play Alabama, we could see him up there. But he's doing really good. He wanted me to pass along that, you know, he's thankful for everybody who's been praying for him. And then the best part of my Sunday was not talking to Jeff Lebby, but seeing Joel Coleman at the press conference. Got up, I gave him a big hug. He tells me that everything's going great with his son, that they don't think there's going to have to be any kind of a chemotherapy, that it's going to be some radiation, but they think within 6 weeks he'll be done.
That's awesome.
Just an unbelievable situation there. So was so glad to see Joel. Haven't seen him since any of this started with him, and you know, he's going to be in and out as they go back and forth to St. Jude's, but we've had some tough times here on the Mississippi State beat. I am hopeful that you know, that is going to lead into a great football season, and maybe we can have some good times along the way. We shall see. But I'm glad you're doing good. Glad Paul's doing good. Robbie is recovering. He's fully recovered now from. Oh, we actually went to lunch. Where did we go? Went to the older brother, and he got the burger, and he ate and didn't die. So apparently he's okay.
Still no longer with us, but
He's still no longer with us, but.
he's
We
with us.
did have lunch, and so he's doing good. So yeah, I told him, I was like, whenever you can eat again, I'll buy your lunch. And then I was like, is this the one? He's like, I think I'm good. So I was like, put it on
There you
my
go.
tab. We're good to go. So everybody doing better. That being said, this week we have a really weird week. Before we get into anything else, this is a weird week for us here, just because of my schedule. So Tuesday, remote in Oxford for the last stop for the Not Fall Camp Tour. We'll be there in Oxford. Thursday, we're on the Gulf Coast. We're down at Mississippi Gulf Coast Community College, so we're not going to record anything Thursday. I'd like to record a couple podcasts on Wednesday, but I have to go to the hospital on Wednesday. Nothing too serious. I'm just having an MRI done on my back. I'm an old man, and my back hurts. That's nothing new. So I don't know
This season's gonna be nuts. It has to
if
be.
the what's happened the last 2 months is any indication. This team's going to the playoff.
We're in for a ride
We're going
here.
to the playoff here at Mississippi State. But yeah, so we will try to do as many podcasts as we can. We also have a new show starting on WKBB, which this studio, just a little inside baseball, this studio is the WKBB studio, 100.9 Super Talk. And we have a person coming in to do a show for us on Wednesday before, so like we can't go early on Wednesday because that person's going to be in the studio.
We'll figure it out.
So we're just going to try to figure it out. But we will figure it out. We will have podcasts, including this week. We'll do our all 22 rankings, and we'll do the media poll. So you have some good content this week. Plus, we got to get an opponent preview in, which would be
Getting close
South
here.
Carolina.
Yeah.
SEC preview. We need to do Vanderbilt this week, and then we got to do Ole Miss this week. So we got a lot to do. But let's talk about today. First scrimmage of the off season, the preseason, I should say. And got to talk to Lebby after. And if you've been listening to this pod, it goes back to a question I had with Cole Kublick on Sports Talk Mississippi back during the spring, where he talked about the philosophies of Lebby and Zach Arnett and how they're going to mesh. And basically, does Mississippi State have the depth to play a the ultra aggressive style of offense that they want to play with Jeff Lebby? The ultra aggressive style of defense that they play with Zach Arnett, which means there's going to be times where just the nature of these two offenses, where Lebby runs three plays, they go three and out, they take 48 seconds off the clock. Arnett comes back out there, runs a zero blitz on first down, and the ball goes over the top for a long touchdown. And then they go out there again, and it's, three plays, go three and out again. It's another 30. The defense is back on the field. Now they're going to give up a long drive. I mean, there's going to be a lot of times where there's not going to be a lot of time of possession, and your depth is going to have to. So as much as we focused on Kelly Jones and Isaac Smith and Will Whitson, and then on the other side, Fluff Bothwell and Anthony Evans, it's that next layer of guys that are really going to determine what this Mississippi State team is. So that's the question of the day, Carlo. By the way, Mississippi State put out a graphic of him saying, being aggressive is in our DNA, Jeff Lebby. Once again, Mississippi State, you're welcome. That's two I've given you in the last week. You didn't even put my question up for the Isaac Smith one. Thanks. And now this. Okay, you can just put my question in there. Come on, help me out here. I'm trying to build a brand. But that's my question. Does this team have the depth? When you look at this depth chart, do you see a team that's deep enough to play ultra aggressive on both sides of the ball?
I see one that's a lot deeper than the last 2 years.
I certainly grant you that.
Definitely agree with
I mean,
that.
you missed that. We did that on while you were out. I did a pod where I looked at the first depth chart, the first like week one depth chart, and then of 2024 versus this one. I was like,
Oh,
who would
jeez.
start? And it was only like three guys, and two of them were are like current guys: Isaac Smith and Kelly
I was gonna
Jones.
say.
The only two that I was like, I think it was like, yeah, there was two that I was like, I would rather have those guys. And it was I took Kevin Coleman actually over Anthony Evans, but it was super
I
close.
mean,
And then a couple of offensive linemen, like Ethan Miner. I'd rather have him. I'd rather have Albert Reese
Dude,
back
Ethan
out there.
Miner's a funny dude. His pro day was something.
I missed that. What did he do?
His
Just
interview
cracking
after
jokes?
was just so
Oh,
good.
okay. All
But to
right. Back to
answer
the
your
question. Yeah.
question about depth, like I said, a lot deeper than the last 2 years. I think where they're going to get challenged the most is going to be the defensive line depth. But I think at linebacker, they're more than set with the guys they have. I mean, we were talking before the show that they have a couple guys that they can start. There's a lot of guys that can start in only what do they run? Three
3-3-5.
linebackers?
Yeah.
So they got three linebackers. They probably have four or five guys that are going to be in the mix. And, they've got young guys too. I think linebacker in the secondary, they're fine. But the depth at the trenches, I mean, you could say it's on both sides of the ball, honestly, is going to be what really I feel like is the X factor
Well,
here.
let's look at it like this. Let's just look at the depth chart, right? So what they list as State's second string defensive line: Trevion Williams, Calvin Dinkins, DJ Reed. There's no question that all three of those guys would have been starters in 2024. No question at
Yeah,
all.
I agree. I agree.
100%. And those are your second string guys now. And even a guy like, I know he's become kind of a meme, but Big Diesel, Jamarcus Moy, that's a guy that when he comes in the game, he has a role and he fills that role. He is a space eater. He's the guy that they put in the middle to clog things up. He does that. Jason Jenkins coming over from Florida State as a third, he is listed as a third teamer. I mean, that's a guy I think he would have started in 2024.
24, yeah.
Will Whitson, Dre Bledsoe, Daylon Evans as your front three.
I
I
mean,
mean, Whitson is a real player. Bledsoe was recruited by Texas. He's played SEC football. Evans was at A&M last year. He's played SEC football. These are all guys who have played big snaps in the SEC.
the question is though, is one of these guys goes down, one of these guys needs a breather because, like you said, they're on the field 90 seconds after they just let up a touchdown drive. Who can you count on? And I think you look at, the second and third level to defensive line here. I think that's where they're going to be tested the most because I think they're deeper. I mean, secondary wise, I think they're definitely deeper. Linebackers, they've got a few guys that can really play and a couple guys that have the potential to step up. It's going to be you know, it's going to be those guys. The starting lineup is no question with this team. It's the two and threes.
Yeah. Corner, yeah, the secondary, there's plenty of depth, and that's even before a guy like Jerron Manning might get back onto the
I
field.
mean, how fast do we think Womack's going to play? He's a freshman.
So
He's ultra talented, but.
I think he's going to be a big contributor by the end of the year, maybe even a
Oh,
starter.
I agree, but
But
at
like
the
first few
beginning,
weeks is going to be interesting
yeah.
to see how many reps he gets. You know, he had a good scrimmage. Lebby talked about him. I believe he had a pick in the end. I think Lebby told us he had an interception and has been making plays. He's too athletic to keep off the field. He's too talented. But look at the guys in front of him with Jordan Gilbert. He's played a ton of SEC football at LSU and Texas A&M. Marcus Williams is coming as a senior, has played a ton of football, not SEC football, but has the experience there. Then and look at the cornerback position. Jet Jefferson is a guy that we talked about that last year was going to be the starter. Like
He got
going
hurt,
into week
yeah.
one, we were like, the corners are Kelly Jones and Jet Jefferson. And then he gets hurt against, but prior to the USM game, and he was just never the same. You bring in a guy like Quentin Taylor, who I thought was going to be that second corner, and now he's at safety because you feel like Jet Jefferson has gotten a hold of that job. And then, of course, Isaac Smith is there. There's a lot. The state's secondary,
There's a lot to like.
even before they caught possibly add Manning back in, state's
Didn't even think about that.
yeah, state's secondary is really good. It doesn't have as many like elite guys like Georgia, Alabama. Georgia and Alabama have a couple of first team all SEC guys. But in terms of just quality, they're in the top five, I would think, in the
I
SEC.
mean, they got two guys that will probably play on Sundays the least.
For sure. They have at least two.
And
And
that's not
and
even
you may
counting Womack,
yeah, if you
who's.
maybe exactly, if you maybe bet, I think Womack will
I was
get
going to
there.
say, yeah, Isaac Smith and
So
Kelly. And then, yeah, we haven't even seen a snap for him yet. But I mean, five star recruit. He's not recruited like that for nothing. So.
The other side of the ball is interesting to me because, as we know, Lebby doesn't really rotate a ton of guys at receiver. So, Johnson, Williams, Evans, Ragans, McGee, and then maybe Grayson Harris is the sixth guy. But I mean, that's really it. Running back is where you're going to have more rotation.
I'm really excited to see the snaps. I mean, Bothwell's going to dominate, but
Right.
I'm excited to see that position group as the season goes on.
I asked Lebby about that because I went and looked. Only once in his coaching career has he had a running back go over 200 carries when he's been the primary play caller. And that was his first year at Oklahoma. Every other year, like his first year at Central Florida as the OC, they had five different guys with 80 or more carries. At Ole Miss, his
Wow.
second year at Ole Miss, they split the carries between Corral, Ely, Parrish, and Connor. I mean, all those guys were over 100 carries, I believe. He really is a running back by committee guy. I don't know that even if he, I think he would find a way to get carries to everybody. It seems like Xavier Gayton's having a good camp. I would like to see that guy succeed. I think he's got a lot of talent. Last year he had a real opportunity when Fluff went down, and both literally and figuratively fumbled it.
Yeah.
Colin Wilson, we've heard a lot about coming into camp. We love the two talented young freshmen, Hill and Crosby. There's just no there, there. There's a lot of opportunities there, but that's where you got to figure it out. And then the line, Lebby. When I talked to him last, said he felt like he had seven guys. If you made me guess those seven guys right now, it's Shumpert Perkins, Chester, Boone, Prudhomme, Steen, McVeigh. You made me guess. It's probably maybe Jalen Matthews from Florida State, maybe Mario Nash from Florida State. I don't know. I don't know who the seventh guy would be. It feels like the first six are pretty easy for me to pick out.
Yeah, I agree.
And Blake Steen, I'm hearing that has had a good camp. I really feel like state fans wrote him off way too quick because he had a terrible first half against USM. That whole line had a terrible first half. That whole time line had a terrible season. All right. There's no reason to think that a guy who's played as much power four football as Blake Steen has won't improve. So it's about the line and the running back room is where I really want to see that depth come through for Mississippi State. You covered JJ Hill. You and I are both super, super high on that guy. I think
He's
I
gonna
really
be.
do think he's got a chance to be a special player for State.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. In high school, I was quite surprised that he went to state. I thought he was, a Georgia kind of talent or guy. But I mean, he's from Tupelo. He's from the area. I get it. But he's gonna be, or he can be, one of a great player for the school. I mean, he has an illustrious high school career.
Oh, yeah.
Two-time player. Or Mr. Football, like he's been the lead guy for a long time. It's only a matter of time for this is his room. He's going to play this year. I think he's way too talented to keep off the field. If just I mean knowing nothing, but I think he's got to be on the field because he's got what a lot of freshmen don't have is he's got the build already. He's a bowling ball. He's a big dude already. I mean his forearms are the size of my head. I mean he's got the talent, he's got the speed. He'll be a hard guy to keep off the field. It's like he's one of those players you feel like where you have to find a role with him. He's in a really crowded running back room. He's got the two guys that the veteran juniors, and then you've got kind of three guys all fighting for extra carries. But of the three, I mean, I feel like he's maybe the hardest one to keep off the field. Cooper Crosby, though, I wouldn't sleep on him either, though. He's fast. He's sneaky quick. So I think both of them are going to play, but I think JJ Hill by the end of the season will
Cooper Crosby's
probably.
sneaky quick, huh? Is he a real lunch pail guy? Real gritty? First guy in the locker room, last guy out?
I hadn't seen him play until the state championship, and he was.
I'm just
I
saying.
know what you're
He's
getting at.
sneaky athletic.
Yeah, I know what you're getting at. I didn't mean it like that.
What's
No,
his
but
comp?
he's.
Christian McCaffrey?
You're wrong for that. No, but he's quick, man. He's fast.
No,
He can run.
he's a good athlete.
He
Yeah,
can
for sure.
run.
Yeah. I like the idea of Hill and Crosby being the double feature that if you want to call it a thunder and lightning kind of thing, you can. I like the depth in some places. The offensive line is obviously a concern. They say you need eight guys. I'll be real surprised if there's eight guys, eight or nine guys.
All I need is two guys to go down, and then
And
your
then
seven are your front five
yeah,
now.
exactly. You got to find another couple of
And
guys.
that's assuming that one of the guys that's sitting behind them goes in that position. Because then you got to move people and ugh.
What's interesting to me with the receivers is it feels like every other day I'm hearing this guy had a good day. One day it's, Anthony Evans is the constant.
Yeah, he's
Every
the
day he
consistent.
just comes to work. But one day it's Aiden Williams looked really good today. One day it's Marquise Johnson looked really good. One day it's Zion Reagans. One day it's San Francisco McGee. That's good. I'd like to see consistency, obviously, but they're all, when they're given their opportunities, are taking advantage of that. So that's one of the good things coming out of this camp thus far for me. Another thing that's interesting today, somebody who was asked about the quarterback, it feels like Rashada is like running almost fourth string.
Really?
Yeah.
Behind one
Like
of the two freshmen?
behind AJ Swan is the
He's bona fide backup.
for sure.
With all due respect to AJ Swan, I'm not saying that in a bad way.
With all due respect, he said.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, I'd said that like, Stephen A.
Yeah.
clip. I didn't mean it like that. Mr. Swan, my bad.
Mr. So you're older than he is. Like, actually, he might not be. Think
Whoa,
about it.
whoa, whoa. We don't need to look up the age here.
Oh, now we're going to look up the age. Hold on.
I
What
want to make a
number?
really bad joke.
AJ Swan is, he's a fifth year player. He might be younger than him. Hold on. He was in the class of 22 in high school.
Oh, oof.
So he's a
The class of 2020.
he's a couple years younger than you. All right. But what I was going to say is, I lost my train of thought. We were talking
You're
about
talking about
Rashada, yeah.
Rashada, quarterbacks.
Like when Lebby talked about that, and let me make sure I get the names right on all this. What's the kid's name?
Which one?
It's not Parker Puckett. It's the other walk-on kid.
Brody Mc. Oh.
No, it's not McWhorter. He's not on the roster. I gotta find who he said because I don't remember the kid's name.
Is he balling?
Apparently, he's like the third guy.
Some guy that's not even on this depth chart that I'm
Yeah,
looking at?
that's what I'm saying.
All right. All right, twin.
What was the guy's name? Okay. Parker Puckett, does he go by Billy?
Yeah, it is Billy.
Okay. All right. That's what yes, that's the kid who's running third. They said
Redshirt
he's having
freshman.
they say he's having a really good camp. Yeah.
Alrighty.
Is he gonna challenge Kamario? No.
No.
But can he be the third guy? Yeah. I mean he's ahead of a guy in Rashada that, a lot of people thought coming in could be the number two guy for Mississippi State. Doesn't appear that way. So thought that was interesting comments from Lebby. We're gonna play Lebby's whole press conference for you here in just a minute. In fact, let's just go ahead and go into that. And that's let's move into that. It's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoke Meats in the Cotton District, the place to find smoked Southern soul food. I enjoyed a Two Brothers meal on Friday. Me and my daughter went and met up. I have a friend who was coming to town. He was dropping his daughter off. She's starting college here at Mississippi State. He's a big Golden Eagle, so I enjoyed seeing him in a maroon and white polo. I got a kick out of that. I got two of my good high school friends who are Golden Eagles. Their kids are here now. Like,
House divided.
well, I mean, I love it. I love seeing that. I had at least two other friends in the past 5 years that were Rebels who had to send their kids up here.
Ooh.
And I was like, yeah, love it. Love every you don't see a lot of the state kid family friends going to state. So that makes me or going to Ole Miss. So that makes me happy. But it also makes me happy is a plate full of smoked wings at Two Brothers, which is exactly what I had. Two Brothers Smoke Meats this football season. You're gonna be there. Enjoy it. It's the best in town. And the older brother, don't sleep on that. Went to the older brother the other day for dinner, and it was fantastic. I tried something I had not had before, the roast chicken dinner. Really, really good.
Wow.
That's good. Go try.
Okay.
It's healthy too. It's a roast chicken.
There you go.
There you go. Two Brothers Smoke Meats and the older brother in the Cotton District. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for over 50 years. If you need technology for your business, if you need a new copier, a new printer, new laptops or computers, call my friends at Advantage Business Systems. They'll get you taken care of. More importantly, they're going to take care of you long after the sale is made. You don't have to worry about it. You know that they are going to be there. If something goes wrong, you can call them. They're in Mississippi. You're in Mississippi. A lot of times, it'll be the same day they can take care of you. So if you're looking for a new copier, a new printer, new laptops, or computers, call Advantage Business System. 601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Maroon and Co. is the place to go. Are you looking for great new Mississippi State gear? You'll find it at Maroon and Co. Everything Mississippi State, everything maroon and white. Nobody has a bigger, better selection in the Golden Triangle than my friends over at Maroon and Co. You're going to be up here in Starkville real soon. Got to do some shopping for game day. Do it at Maroon and Co. And use our promo code THUNDER15. You save 15% off the regular price. Some exclusions do apply. Before you go to your next Mississippi State game, which is just a couple of weeks away, you need to go to Maroon and Co. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo. Driving around the neighborhood this weekend. Right, it's got the grass mowed. Looks good. It looks good. Don't get me wrong. It could look better. Everybody's lawn could look a little bit better. You know how? When you break out a John Deere mower. I'll tell you what, one of the best lawns in my neighborhood, I was driving the other day and she was out there on her little John Deere compact tractor. I was like, there you go.
There you
Hope
go.
you got it at Scruggs. Because if you're in North Mississippi, that's the place to shop when you're looking for John Deere mowers, compact tractors. And if you're trying to get away from your yard, if you want to get out in the woods, a John Deere Gator. Great deals, great financing available right now at Scruggs. Go give them a call and go see my friends there. They'll get you taken care of. Scruggs Farm, Lawn and Garden in Saltillo. They have what you want for less. Good Hope Land and Timber. If you're a landowner in the state of Mississippi, Good Hope Land and Timber, that's the name to know. And more importantly, a name you can trust. You're trying to buy or sell land. What is happening over there? Like, you look like you saw a ghost.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Okay. You're like,
There's no ghost to be seen.
I hope not.
I'm
Well,
not Sam Darnold. Nah, he
they
won
won a Super Bowl. We
a
can't.
Super Bowl.
Those
I'm not
we can't.
so.
Those jokes are
What am I
dead.
doing?
Like the ghost.
24. What am I doing?
Yeah. Hey, we got one a Super Bowl. You can't hit him up
Yeah. I
anymore.
can't believe that.
You can go for Drake May now. You can make Drake May jokes. He saw ghosts.
They also had the easiest. Just, yeah, keep going.
We'll just keep going. Landowners in the state of Mississippi, as I was saying, trying to buy or sell land right now, Good Hope Land and Timber can make that purchase happen for you. But if you're already a landowner, you just need help managing your land, managing your resources and your timber. Good Hope Land and Timber is absolutely willing to come in, have a look around, and give you some answers to get you going in the right direction. They're experts in their field. Make them experts in your field with a phone call. 601-442-9888 or visit them online at g-hope.com. Locally trusted, landowner approved, Good Hope Land and Timber. All right, earlier tonight, the media, sans Carlo, he wasn't there yet,
I was driving 10 and
Driving
a half
back.
hours home.
I know.
Boo.
I'm just saying. We talked to Jeff Lebby after his team's first scrimmage. Really handsome question to start things off. Let's go now to my to not my to our interview, our conversation with Coach Jeff Lebby.
Obviously, you got to watch the film before you get into specifics of your players. But just from an energy, attitude standpoint, did you like the way your team performed today?
Did. And there was a ton of back and forth. Defensively, started the scrimmage really, really well. Found a way to get a couple of three and outs. I like how the offense was able to bounce back and continue to play, get their cleats in the ground, and try to go execute the call. So that's what I said to the guys right after. Great competition, ton of back and forth. We got a ton of work to do. Number one, we're healthy coming off the field, which is huge. And number two, the energy, the physicality, and again, the back and forth competitiveness was really good.
David and Steve, with childhood in West Texas, Oklahoma Plains, or Deep South, what's worse this time of year for conditions to practice in?
You know, I'm not sure. There's a fair debate and a real debate, but it's been warm these last 3 days, and when we got on the grass tonight inside the stadium. Obviously, it was incredibly hot. So our guys, man, they prepared the right way this morning, being able to hydrate, get themselves ready. We had no issues from a cramping standpoint. So conditioning, I was excited about. One's got 47 plays. The two's got right at 40. So we got really good work, and happy about that.
Coach, ones versus ones, when you get down in the red zone, how do maybe things change with this new look defense? I mean, are you running as much tempo? Is the offensive line picking up the splits? I mean, just kind of how would you describe red zone efficiency right now?
Yeah, there's been a ton of back and forth. When we started our red zone period here this evening, defensively did a great job getting off the field, forcing a field goal, missed the field goal. So we've got a red zone knockout game that we play when we're down there, back and forth, ones and twos. And then, again, offensively continued to play, ended up winning that period 21-17. So that's what you want. Like you want it to be really close. You want it to be back and forth. And, man, really, really competitive right there at the end.
To the left, Andy B.
Coach, you talked about it, SEC Media Days, how you like your depth at wide receiver.
No.
After a scrimmage, how did you see that depth kind of coming together?
Yeah, there's a bunch of guys making plays when they have the opportunity to. So, again, there's great competition there. We've got to continue to mold those young guys the right way that can do some pretty special things and unique things for us. But I like where that group's at.
To the right, James and Sam.
How'd you feel about the physicality out there?
Yeah, we were. It was a physical day. Again, first things first, like we came off the grass healthy, which was huge. But man, people were flying around. We'll continue to go watch it. We got to have more and more of it, and that's going to be a huge part of who we are. But again, coming off the field, like where that part of it was.
Start of camp, you mentioned there's some guys maybe working through some injuries that you didn't have full information on, but do you have any updates on some of those guys or injuries to note at this point?
Yeah, the only one I'll kind of bring up to speed, Colin Coates, is going to be out for the season, had a torn muscle, so hate that we've lost him. Colin had worked incredibly hard to be able to get back and be ready to roll, so that piece was frustrating for him and for us, but that's the one I'll update on.
Robbie, then Steve.
You know, you got your guy, quarterback, but you have a lot of guys behind Camario that are fighting and trying to set themselves up to play in time. If that time comes, how's the development going behind Camario with those other players? Is there someone kind of rising to the top?
Yeah, there's a ton of competition there. AJ and Billy. And then Jaden, all three of those guys, really AJ and Billy have gotten the bulk of the two reps here over the last 3 days, and there is great competition. I like what both of them are doing. They've just got to continue to create predictable outcomes, got to know what's going to happen before we snap the ball. So if they'll do that, take great care of the ball, then they'll create a bunch of value for themselves and for us.
Last year, as you got towards the end of the season, it seemed like there was a core group of receivers, the same kind of three or four once Aiden got healthy. This group seems to be a little bit deeper. So how do you anticipate maybe the rotation going there?
Yeah, I mean, as we get going, we're going to find out who's going to go make the play. When you got the opportunity to make it, who's going to make it? We're doing that as we evaluate these guys and move through fall camp. But it's about guys doing it on Saturday afternoon. So until some of those live bullets start, as far as Saturdays, you know, I'm going to wait to say how many we're going to go play.
Colin on the left.
Yep. lot of attention and care put into the, you know, assembly of this offensive line group. How would you say they performed today, kind of putting it together in a full picture?
Had some really good moments and had some moments that weren't. Again, we'll go watch it tonight and have a lot better idea of where we ended up. Like, there is really good strain. There's really good physicality. We've got to create more consistency. But again, where we are today compared to a year ago today, it's not close. We got to get better, and we got to continue to get better. But our guys are playing with a ton of urgency and fighting to get better. So, again, I like where that group's at. I'm always going to want more.
Right side, Sam and James.
How's Brandon Womack just doing in his development?
Yeah, he's made some really good plays over the last couple of days. He's got his hands on the ball and made some picks. He dropped one yesterday that I hadn't let him forget about. But he's done some really good things. Incredibly talented guy. Again, he just needs the experience of it, the playing. Like, today is a huge day for a guy like him. For everybody to be off the field, he gets the call, gets his cleats in the ground. We'll see if he can go execute the call. But he's doing some really good things. The safety position, there's incredible competition there, which has been really healthy for us.
What did the offensive line show you in the scrimmage that needs to work on, and what's it going to take to improve on those things?
Yeah, again, I'm going to know that tonight once we finish watching. I can feel their urgency and just how they talk, how they communicate as I'm on the sideline. Again, there were some really good moments. There's some things that we got to get cleaned up. But the specifics will come after go great here this evening.
West side, Adad, then Davey.
We talked a couple times about how aggressively you like to play on your side of the ball, how aggressively Coach Arnett plays. You talk about, you know, you need depth if you want to play at that kind of a level. When you look at the scrimmage, do you think that your second team guys, your third team guys are performing at the level you're going to need them to play that aggressively?
Yeah, I do. We're going to go be who we're supposed to be. And with me calling the offense and Zach calling the defense, our DNA is to be aggressive. So we're going to be who we're supposed to be. There's that fine line of making sure we're playing this incredible team football, and that's what matters at the end of the day. We're going to do that situationally. But again, we're going to attack, and we're going to dictate how the game's played.
Coach, Ethan Pulliam has had a lot of preseason buzz. How have you seen him work to get better in preseason?
Yeah, he's worked his butt off. He worked his butt off all spring and all summer. He's had a great camp. Really excited about what he's going to do for us. Our specialists in general, man, have had a really, really good camp and really excited about where we're at. From a team standpoint, our depth, our roster is going to help that. But having those guys back is a huge, huge part of it as well.
Right side, Steve and James.
We were careful with a couple of linebackers in spring, and now some of you got the full group out there. And it feels like that can be a strength of the defense. Kind of, what are you seeing from the linebackers right now that you kind of got the full group back?
Yeah, competition. And those guys got to bring it every single day. And because they know that, man, they are fighting their butt off to go be the guy. I do think we've got some depth in that room, but the competition has been, without a doubt, the best it's been since we've walked in the door. So I do. I think we got five guys that can go play winning football. We need guys to play really, really clean, be able to go play the next play. But I like where that group's at as long as we continue to, man, get better over the next 9-10 days.
Just from what you saw, how did Kamari look in those line reps?
Yeah, he did some good things today. He's we want probably two throws back that he had a chance to really make some huge plays. But I thought he made some really good decisions. He took really good care of the football. I love live situations because they're not live for him. And so it continues to make him play the game from the pocket. Which is critical for us and for his development. So, again, he's had a really good camp, and, man, he's straining to get better every day. So, look forward to that.
So there. Later in the interview, I asked him the question about depth, and you know he talked about it, like, we're going to be aggressive no matter what, and okay is what I will say.
All right.
You know what I say all the time? Their coaches would rather lose their way than win somebody else's. I'm going to be interested to see. We all like to point at the Texas game and be like, that was a time where Lebby's aggressiveness got the better of.
Yeah.
You know, if he had just slowed things down a little bit, tried to run some more clock, maybe they could have squeezed out a win there. I think having Johns, Montgomery, Matt Wells, Mason Miller on the sideline with him, up in the box with him, is going to help in that regard. You got wisdom. You got experience. Like, hey, we can
relax.
Where are you going, Speed Racer? It's going to be all right. Let's slow down a little bit. Arnett, on the other hand, you know, is all go, no breaks, no matter what. And there ain't nobody in his, you know, he's got 51% of the vote on his side of the ball. So I'm interested to see how it all plays out. Other than that, you know, from Lebby, by the way, if you watch that and you're like, wow, is that a really high desk? No, it is not. Lebby sits down. I told State to leave it in, and they didn't. I wish they had. But Lebby sits down. He's like, man, this chair is low. And me and Robbie Falk, who's no longer with us, are dying laughing at it. Because like, he looks like a little kid. He's just like, the desk is here. When we finished the pod or the conversation, Abby from the Reflector was there. I was like, go sit in that chair so I can get a better idea. And she sits down. That thing is like right to here on her. It's like, all right, I get it. But once again, and maybe he's just getting better at being a head coach and portraying confidence, but this is the most at ease I feel like I've seen him in the 3 years he's been here. And he talks about like the comment he made about the offensive line, like from where we were a year ago to now, is not even the same thing. He said the same thing about the receivers last year, about having more depth.
He did.
And he did say that. I really do feel like Lebby, for all the coach speak that comes out of him, if you ask him a question about his roster, he will give you a
honest answer.
Honest answer, yeah. Like I was like the Ron Burgundy there. Like, whatever you put on that teleprompter, Burgundy will read. That's how Lebby is. Like, you ask him about his roster, he will tell you the truth. I think he really does believe this offensive line is going to be better. And if that's the case, if the offensive line is better, and again, better is not necessarily good, it's just better. But they don't have to be good. They just have to be better.
They have to be better than last year.
Right. If I got better from them, I get better from Kamario Taylor, I get better from this Mississippi State defense, it's fair to expect better results.
Well, you'd also like to think, talking about just the change at quarterback, Shapen behind that offensive line still had – they had a lot of explosive plays.
Mm-hmm.
You pair Taylor's arm ability that has been glazed all offseason, which especially in July. I mean, it has been. I mean, rightfully so. You can throw the ball 70 yards.
Yeah.
I mean, you give them just another second behind the offensive line, they're going to have – even, I'd imagine, even more plays because, you know, Taylor's also talked about how much speed they added. I think the direct quote was, "We replace speed with speed." I think he said it media days or some after some practice or whatever. But yeah, I mean, if this offensive line is just even better than it was last year, they still put up points last year, and you would like to think they improved in, you know, significantly in quarterback and other areas of the team's skill position players. So you would, in theory, like to think that this offense is going to score more than they did last year.
I have a great joke about it in theory, but we can't tell it on the air.
Okay.
You're correct, though. You're correct.
In theory, you'd like to think it's better because it's just the offensive line, but then you factor in everything else, like, in theory.
That's the thing. Like, I feel like one of the reasons people are down on Mississippi State, let me just put it like this. If you had this exact same team, all right, everything else is the same. And I changed out Jeff Lebby for a more proven head coach, a head coach who had been a winner, Dan Mullen, if you just want to use that example. I mean, but you could pick any proven winning head coach. People would be like, hey, Mississippi State's a team to watch this year. They're going to be really good. But because Lebby, I mean, his record is 7-18.
Yeah.
It's fair to be critical or pessimistic or just, you know, cautious. When you're talking about a coach who in 2 years has been 7-18, I feel like people just don't know if Lebby can win yet. That's the impression that I have from the national media. It's like, we love Kamario. Think he's going to be a superstar. The talent on the roster is certainly better than where it was. Arnett, he knows what he's doing on that side of the ball. Can Lebby win games?
Yeah.
Can Lebby, when the decision has to be made that this is the play that wins or loses the game, can he make the right decision? They don't know yet. That's fair. That's fair, but I feel like Lebby is more comfortable in all facets of dealing with the media. I finally figured out that he knows who I am, by the way, today. Like, because
call you by name?
No, the SID Matt's like, we'll start with "Hey Dad," and he immediately looked at me.
There you go.
So I was like, all right, he knows who I am.
He knows who you are.
All right,
let's go.
We're getting somewhere. Hey, dap me up. Anyway, I'm listening, Brandon. All right. So yeah, scrimmage one in the books. Scrimmage two is this Saturday. We'll talk to Lebby again after that. You want to just go ahead and record on Saturday next week? You won't be here, will you? But you will be here. Will you be here Saturday?
These are a lot of questions.
It's a lot of questions.
Probably.
Okay. We'll figure it out. So like I said, this week, guys, we'll do the best we can. We'll definitely have a podcast for you Tuesday morning. And then I don't know.
We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. We may not be able to squeeze a rumblings in this week. May have to just.
My mom is going to be so upset.
She doesn't even ask questions.
I've told her to ask questions. She says she's not. She doesn't do it.
Tell you, Miss Brun, you're listening now. I know. I'm giving special privileges to Hardy that he can Instagram DM me his questions. Right, Miss Brun, I give you special permission. If you just want to text me or Carlo your questions, we can do that. All right, we can make that happen. We don't have to. You don't have to get on Twitter, Miss Brun. You can just See, hold on. I'm 50 years old. Martina, you can just send them the question. I mean, I try to show respect.
Yeah.
But at the same time, she's
sending them the question.
She's not that much
more. I've tried.
Hey, she is. You got a question, you just send me the question. The other day when you texted me from your mom's phone, I was like, why is she texting me? And then I saw it was just like, oh.
Just no power.
My first thought was like, that's not good.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. My phone was hovering between like 1 and 10% for three days. It's
good now, but like my first thought was that's not good. And then I saw what it was. So
still here, guys.
Still here. Going to be here a long, long time. All right. So tomorrow's show, we'll do an SEC preview. We'll get Vandy out of the way. I got to try to figure out some times. We'll just do the best we can. All right. So this is a crazy week with all these having two remotes in a week, and one of them is a 4.5 hour drive. It just screws everything.
You guys going to Biloxi?
We're going to like Perkinston.
I don't even know where that is.
It's where Mississippi Gulf Coast Community College is.
All righty.
It's about 30 minutes north of Biloxi.
Oh, wow. Okay. So that's far.
It's between Hattiesburg and Biloxi. So, long drive. And then Oxford on Tuesday.
Favorite place?
They treat me well up there. I won't lie. You know why?
It's a nice place.
Well, they're recruiting me.
Mm.
They're like, look. We're tired of these losers like Cross and Borky representing us. Can we get a real man in there? Somebody who actually, people are entertained and enjoy listening to.
Okay.
We have that guy for a change. They've been stuck with the Ben Garretts of the world for the last decade.
You really got me that one time.
They've been stuck with him. They're like, can we get Hey Dad over here? What do we got to do to get Hey Dad? Well, I'll just say this, to quote the million-dollar man Ted DiBiase, everybody's got a price. Now, mine's high. Don't get me wrong, all right? We're talking generational wealth here, but it does exist, So that's what every time I'm up there, they're buttering me up, just trying to like, maybe we could flip him,
Yeah, maybe.
Probably not. I would say definitely not.
Probably not.
So they sent my daughter like a booklet, Ole Miss.
Ole Miss.
I was just like, put that in the trash. Like, we're not even gonna look through it. Like, just get out of here.
Don't even read that.
No.
To shield your eyes. It's like you're covering your eyes. Like, don't look at that. Don't look at that.
It's horrific. Like you open it. Oh, God. Nobody wants to see that. All right. So, yeah. We will have a show for you tomorrow for sure. We'll figure it out after that. We're Carla Barone. I'm Brian Hey Dad. Thanks for listening to Thunder Lightning here on Super Talk, Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.